Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Jenny K. Morgan. Thank you so much for stopping by to the JMK Podcast, Episode 1, and I sincerely hope you enjoy your stay. It's an absolutely gorgeous Monday evening, very cool outside today in the city of Boise, and to get your week started, the royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle was over the weekend. Fun fact about Meghan's bouquet, it was full of Princess Diana's favorite flower, forget-me-nots, which Harry handpicked himself from the royal garden. Very thoughtful tribute to his mom on his part. Now moving on to our podcast topic for today is poetry, why it's misunderstood, and why you should be reading and writing it. I'm a very creative person. I've always enjoyed sketching, and I used to draw a lot until my second year of high school, because in sophomore English, we studied Julius Caesar and poetry. After that, I set aside the sketchbook and picked up a journal. I started writing, and though be the amateur I was, with minimal exposure to anything remotely poetic, I constructed some rather simple yet endearing limericks. I'm certainly no J.K. Rowling, but over the years, as any persistent writer, my creative writing skills have grown exponentially. In high school literature, we read the works of Shakespeare, Hemingway, Robert Frost, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. You name the poet, we've probably studied him. And progressing through the poetic curriculum, my classmates frequently complained about the subject matter. They found the material not just boring, convoluted, overwhelming, and difficult to understand, but many of my friends often dismissed poetry as a lame hobby for dead guys and pot-smoking hippies. But why? What's causing them to feel this way? What's casting such a poor light on such a wonderful form of creative expression? Pop culture and mainstream media has warped society's perception of poetry, turning it from philosophical and artistic elegance into something only dead guys and hippies do. Now, don't get me wrong, I know a lot of famous poets are dead, and I also know a lot of hippies attend poetry slams, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem arises when people become too embarrassed to admit they like a certain style by which the English language is used. If you like this episode and want to hear more, you can tune in every Monday with a cup of coffee to kick off your week, and every Friday with a mug of green tea to get your weekend started. Thank you so much for listening to the JKM Podcast, and as always, go forth and write.